What is niche marketing, and why should you get involved? Niche marketing is all about targeting a specific part of a market. To succeed with niche marketing, you need to 1. Identify the best niche. 2. Understand what the customers in the niche want and need. 3. Provide the customers with what they want and need. It is all about narrowly defining a potential customer base. These are often a subset of a larger sector. Think about this. Weight loss is a huge market that is always in demand, but trying to tackle this niche would be really tough. There are several sub-niches available in this niche. Here are some examples. Weight loss for men, weight loss for women, the paleo diet, the keto diet, getting rid of belly fat, weight loss for seniors. Each of these sub-niches is very large. One of the mistakes that newbie niche marketers make is to try and go after massive markets such as weight loss because of the demand. The trouble is, with a strategy like this, is that a lot of people searching for this term are looking for free information and have no intention whatsoever of making a purchase. On the other hand, if you were to target the paleo diet, then there will be a number of commercial intent keywords that you can go after here. In the section on keyword research, we will explain this in more detail. For now, just accept that there is more chance of making a sale in a sub-niche like this. Why should you get involved with niche marketing? If you are not totally sure whether you should get involved with niche marketing, then take a look at these benefits. Competition is less intense. If you select the right sub-niche, then the market will not be as crowded as a major niche. A lot of people will not bother with your chosen niche as they won't think that it is large enough. Some companies have a lot of money to throw at the larger niches, so just let them do that. You can really understand your target market. Really understanding your customer is essential to niche marketing success. When you focus on a specific niche, you can really drill down to find out what the demographics of your market are and what they are looking for. You will only make money from your niche marketing efforts if you provide your customers with what they're looking for. Fortunately, there are several ways to do this, and we will take a look at what kind of products and services you should offer in your niche market in a later video. You can become an expert. Increasing your expert status in your chosen niche will help you to attract more potential customers to your website and other marketing channels. There are all kinds of benefits from becoming an expert in your niche, such as getting referrals. Other people that like your content will be more likely to share it with their friends. And you will be seen as an authority. People will naturally gravitate towards authority figures in a niche. There are going to be a few experts in a niche, like paleo diet, as opposed to many in the much more general weight loss niche. So, by choosing a targeted niche, you increase your chances of becoming a dominant power within it. It's easier to market in a targeted niche. If you go after a huge niche like weight loss, then you'll have to spend a lot more money, effort, and time reaching your audience. This is not a practical proposition for most online marketers who have limited finances, time, and resources. There are no new niche markets. A lot of online marketers make the mistake of trying to find a totally unique niche market. This is just a waste of time. You need to accept the fact that there are no new niche markets. If you discover a niche where there is little or no digital marketing going on, then there is likely to be a very good reason for this. There is no money in the niche. There is just no point spending time, effort, and money becoming an expert in a niche where nobody buys anything. This is a hobby and a pretty pointless one at that. If this sounds brutal, then it is meant to be. We want you to succeed in niche marketing, which means making money. You will have to spend a bit of money and certainly some time and effort establishing yourself as a leader in your niche. Why would you do this for nothing? Okay, you might be totally passionate about a niche and you just want to get back to the community. That's fine. And if it is the case, then this training is not for you. At the end of the day, competition in your chosen niche is a good thing because it tells you that people are spending money. Online marketers would not continually spend on Google Ads, for example, if this wasn't the case. Evergreen niches. We want to end this video with an explanation of evergreen niches. This is a term that you may well have heard of, but might not fully understand. An evergreen niche is one where you can make sales all year round for several years. A good example of an evergreen niche is self-help or personal development. Why? Because there will always be a lot of people experiencing the same problems year after year. They want to be more confident or improve their self-esteem. They want to know how to set goals properly and achieve them. An evergreen niche is not affected much by time or periods of the year. Contrast this with the Halloween niche, for example. This is a once-a-year opportunity to make money. Okay, you may make a little bit of money from people that like to plan for Halloween really early, but most of the activity is going to be happening in the month of October only. Here are other examples of evergreen niches: weight loss, health and fitness, making money online. Things change rapidly in this niche, but the demand is always there. Relationships, cooking and recipes. In the next video, we will look at the best ways to come up with a list of niche market ideas that you can test before making your final decision.